And so I've actually been asked to redo this intro so that people online can see it. So welcome to Living Beyond Limits. We are a part of Centers for Spiritual Living, and I'm Reverend Jennifer, and welcome if you are joining us online today, and welcome to all of you in the room. And so I invite you to join me right now in reading our mission statement that's on the front of your bulletin. We are a sanctuary where people can discover and reveal the presence of God within their own being and experience their oneness with all life. Through the realization of this inner presence of love and peace, we give way to the evolutionary impulse of the divine and become a beneficial presence in the world. So that's what we are doing here at Living Beyond Limits, is we are creating this sanctuary, this energetic place of love and acceptance and inclusion that creates this safe environment for us to discover our own spiritual nature, for us to discover and feel and sense and own and step into that, yes, indeed, that one infinite presence that is called by very many names, from God to spirit to Buddha mind to universal intelligence, Christ consciousness, whatever you want to call it, that reveals itself within us. It reveals itself within our hearts and within our minds as love and as peace, as the truth of our own wholeness and our own authentic power. Because what happens when we wake up to that is who and what we are, we come to the world differently. When we are out in the world and the world is not being peaceful or loving, we don't require that in order to be that in return. We can tap into that within us. Oh yes, love is right here. And I can still be loving even when the world is not being loving to me. As we do that, we act as a healing presence in this world. We act as a beneficial presence on this planet. We act as a beneficial presence to ourselves, because our own life is more peaceful and we have a greater sense of well-being, and we affect the people that we are in conversation with. And because everything is connected to everything else, as we come to the planet like that, it actually affects the whole. And so I say thank you to every single one of you for answering the call of your spirit to be walking this path, saying yes to your own spirit and yes to the spirit to be that beneficial presence. So I'm going to actually start today with part of our global vision. So at Centers for Spiritual Living, we have what is called the global vision, which is the vision of what we see for the world, and it is one of the things that leads us in our choices and our decisions and what we do. So this is kind of a little Reader's Digest version of it, actually. We see a world that works for everyone, where all life is honored as expressions of the divine, where all people live according to spiritual truth, where humanity awakens to its spiritual magnificence, where humanity rediscovers personal creative power, where we live as one global family, where kinship with all life prospers, where unity and connection are emphasized, where forgiveness is the norm, where spiritual guidance is valued, where we are called to conscious social action, where people have enough food, homes, and a sense of belonging, where peace and harmony and justice for all, where resources are valued and cared for and shared, where communities are meaningfully involved in service to the world, where there is a renewed emphasis on beauty, nature, creativity, art, and aesthetics. And so that is what we stand for as Centers for Spiritual Living. And then we just finished reading our mission statement here at Living Beyond Limits, what we stand for and what we are about, which is really, to put it in the Reader's Digest version, awakening to our own spiritual nature, because then we automatically become a beneficial presence in this world. And so today after service, we're having a workshop called The Secrets Out. And it is a workshop that is about how to talk to people about living beyond limits. How to talk to people about what it is that we believe, what it is that we practice, who we are, so that you could ultimately invite people, if you want to, people that are of like mind, that you discover are of like mind, to invite them to come to a Sunday service. And so the title of my talk today is What You Talking About? And so I am actually talking about the teachings, the basic teachings of Center for Spiritual Living and how they support each one of us and how they support us in living our best life. And so I'm going to specifically talk today about what the teachings are at Centers for Spiritual Living about God, creation, judgment, sin, heaven and hell, and Jesus. It's a lot. We're going to pack it in here. So let's start with the big one, God. That which we call God or spirit or the divine presence, by whatever name you want to call it. I think sometimes it's easier to begin by saying what it is that we don't believe. Because we don't believe that God is a person or a man who is up in heaven orchestrating things down here on earth, pulling strings, who favors some and likes some but dislikes others, or who gives to some and withholds from some. That is not what we believe. Instead, we believe that that which we call spirit is a power and a presence and a principle that is the creative energy of the universe. That is that life force energy that expresses in and through everything, that which whose essence is creativity and love and wholeness and goodness without bound. And so one of the quotes out of the Science of Mind, Centers for Spiritual Living, says, God, the first cause, the great I am, the one and only spirit or creative energy, which is the cause of all visible things, love, wisdom, intelligence, substance, mind. The original life is infinite. It is good. It is filled with peace. It is the essence of purity. It is the ultimate of intelligence. It is power. It is law. It is life. It is us. And so that means then that we believe that God is surrounding us at all times and within us at all times. And if God is all around us and within us at all times, that means to me then that we can rest assured that all of the intelligence, all of the wisdom, all of the love, all of the peace, all of the good are available to us because they already exist right where we are. They are already a part of our own makeup and who we are. That means then that we don't have to beg or beseech or get on spirit's good side in order to have peace or love or harmony in our relationships or financial abundance in our lives. What we have to do instead is we have to align ourselves with that presence through our thinking, through our beliefs, and through our actions. And as we do that, we have access to all of those qualities of spirit. As we align ourselves in our thinking with that presence, we give way to it into our lives. And then what happens is our life gets better because we have access to those qualities and we can actually bring them into situations in our lives like we talk about in our mission statement. So that means things like, for instance, you're having an argument with your spouse. You can bring forward your own wisdom. You can stay centered in your own peace. You can bring love into the conversation or into the interactions that aren't reliant on what's going on out there because it's already in here as an aspect of spirit. It looks like things like you get stuck in traffic and you don't have to be anxious and worried and grumpy. You can just find your own peace and sit in that peace. So we have access to those qualities of Spirit because Spirit is already right here and Spirit is already right here. And so the second thing that I'm going to talk about is creation or us, both things, creation and us. So we believe then that everything is an expression of the divine, that nothing is ever separate or apart from that one. Ernest Holmes says, creation, all emerge from the one whose being is ever present and whose life, robed in numberless forms, is manifest throughout all of creation. Creation is the coming forth of Spirit into manifestation. The one encompasses and flows through all. So that then means that all of those qualities of Spirit are within us. The wisdom of Spirit expresses within us as our inner guidance, as knowing what to do and when to do it and how to do it. This wholeness of Spirit expresses within us, and the order of the universe expresses within us as health in our bodies. That peace expresses within us regardless of what situation we're in. That love expresses within us, and therefore we can bring it into every single relationship as compassion, as kindness, as gentleness, as love. So the thing is, Spirit expresses in the abstract, but we experience it in the concrete, and we express it in the concrete. So Spirit expresses as love. We experience that as love between the people that we care for and as love for the people that we care for or even for the stranger on the street. But Spirit is the abstract expression, and then we experience it in a concrete way. What that means then, though, is that we are never stuck, that we always have the power to choose. It puts us in a place of power. I can remember the first time that I really had that experience. I don't remember if I was in practitioner training or if I was just in a class, but I remember getting on the freeway to go to an appointment that I had, and it was stop-and-go traffic, just stopped. And I start panicking, I'm going to be late for this meeting, and oh my gosh, and what's going to happen, all this kind of stuff, you know, that you do in your head. And I realized, I can do that, or really, I was practicing meditation every single day. I can tap into that peace inside of me and trust and know that everything is in order, in divine order, and just rest in this peace. And it was the first time in my life I was ever able to choose like that instead of being in reaction to what was going on. But that's what happens when we come to know that that is within us. It puts us in a place of choice because we can tap into that then. The third one is judgment. The quote says, "No one judges us but ourselves. No one gives to us but ourselves, and no one robs us but ourselves. We need not fear God or the devil. There is no devil, and God is love." God doesn't judge us because God is love. Love doesn't judge. And so that means then when we make a mistake in our lives, we are still held in that love. When we mess up in our lives, we are still believed in. We are still upheld. We are still lifted up by that infinite source of life to be our best, to bring forward our best, to live our best lives. And we get to choose over and over and over again when things aren't going the way we want them to. We get to choose again. We're never, ever stuck. It's never, ever the final word because we live in that creative power. And so the fourth one is sin. So you may know that the word sin is actually an archer's term, which means to miss the mark. So what sin actually means then is that we are somehow off track. what we are doing, what we've done, what we are thinking, what we're believing is off track somehow. So to me, missing the mark then means believing something other than the capital T truth. It means believing things like we are limited, believing things like believing in lack, believing that we are separate from the boundless good of the universe, separate from spirit itself. And when we believe that we are separate like that, that we are on our own here out in the world, we do things like when a relationship ends, we tell ourselves, I'm never going to have another relationship. I'll never find another partner to be in relationship with. Or your job ends and you tell yourself things like, it's just hopeless. I'm not good at this. I'm never going to be good enough to be able to do this job. I don't have what it takes. There's not another job out there anyway. We're believing something other than the capital T truth, which is that we live in a universe of abundance, and it is Spirit's good pleasure to give us the kingdom of opulent good. When we are sinning, missing the mark, off track somehow, when someone says something hurtful to us, we return hate for hate. We're off track. We're missing the mark. And we're missing the mark because we're turning our back on that infinite presence. We're turning our back on the infinite potential of the universe. Turning our back on the omnipresence of good. So there's a story about Ernest Holmes, the founder of this philosophy, that it was during the Depression, and he was going to give a talk at a big theater, and he pulled up in front of that theater in a limousine, wearing a lovely suit, and a woman saw him at the curb, and when he got out of that limo, she said, "You should be ashamed of yourself, showing up in this limo wearing a suit like that." And he said to her, "Ma'am, I should be ashamed of myself if I didn't." It's about being anchored in the capital T truth, regardless of what's going on in the world. And when you're not, you're missing the mark. When you're not, you're off track. And so sin. The original meaning of sin was simply to miss the mark of spiritual perfection. In Science of Mind, we believe that there is no, quote, sin in the traditional sense of that word. In other words, we are punished by our sins, not for them. That means we experience the consequences of whatever choice we made, and when it was a bad choice, we suffer the repercussions. But we aren't judged afterwards. We are free to move forward with all the power and all the presence and all the love and all the life and all the creativity of Spirit, supporting us in moving forward when we make a mistake, when we miss the mark. And so then if there's no judgment and there's really no sin except a mistake, then what about heaven and hell? Both heaven and hell are states of consciousness. They are states of mind that we create ourselves. They are not a place that we go after we die. Jesus clearly stated that the kingdom of heaven is within. It's within when we are in alignment with our own spiritual nature, when we are in alignment with the love of Spirit. Both heaven and hell are the result of our thoughts and our beliefs and our actions. We experience heaven when we live in love and when we come from love, where when we are out in the world doing whatever we're doing. We experience heaven when we stand in the truth of our own wholeness, and nothing then can knock us off center. We experience heaven when we live in oneness and come from oneness. Oneness with the whole of creation. Oneness with the presence of Spirit. We experience heaven when we are in peace. then we radiate those things into our environment. We radiate those things into our lives and into our relationships. Then we create heaven right where we're standing. And I know, without even asking, all of us experience hell at times. Yes? You know, we experience hell when we are coming from a place of separation, whether it's separation from that infinite presence or separation from others. We experience hell when we think we aren't enough and we come from that place of being not enough, or when we are caught up in our own fear. When we experience hell, we're missing the mark because we're forgetting about the nature of spirit in us and filling our lives. Whenever we are in fear, we are believing that there is something more powerful than the presence of spirit. There is nothing more powerful than the presence of spirit. Heaven and Hell, the quote says, because science of mind views all life as God, there can be no term hell. The terms heaven and hell are symbolic of what each individual creates in his or her own life. We find heaven when we live from our hearts, know our oneness with God, and are true to ourselves. Hell, on the other hand, is the inner pain we feel when our lives and experiences seem to be against us. In reality, nothing is against us when we understand the basic unity of all life. We always have the power to change our thinking, and this alone lifts us from any hell-like experiences into heaven on earth. And in the Science of Mind textbook, it says, every man and woman is an incarnation of God. The soul can no more be lost than God could be lost. We cannot believe that because we have subscribed to some creed, we have thereby purchased a seat in heaven. Not can we believe in any vindictive or malicious power of the universe which damns us because we have erred through human ignorance. We aren't judged, and no one, I hate to tell you, but no one's going to hell because there's no such thing. So then what about the devil? Science of Mind philosophy states that there is only one power, and that is God. Because there is only one power, the devil cannot exist. To blame unpleasant conditions and circumstances on the devil or anyone else is a way of avoiding responsibility for our own life decisions. Do you remember, what was that guy's name? Tipsy, was that his name? And he used to always say, the devil made me do it. In the 70s, do you remember that? The devil made me do it on TV. So what that's saying is the devil is not a power. There is no power for evil. That doesn't mean that there isn't evil in this world. We see evil in this world. But to me, evil is really a misuse of our own personal power that we already have within us. It is often about having power over someone else when you see someone doing something that looks evil. It's about having power over someone else, often because I think that person feels powerless, they feel less than, they are wounded, they don't feel loved or lovable. And therefore, they want to have power over someone else so that they can feel that they are powerful, that they are enough, not experience their woundedness. But it's temporary power over someone else. So think for a second about the last time that you did something or something that you did recently that was uncaring or unkind, something maybe that was mean. Maybe something even that happened recently that you are kind of ashamed of. Can you think of something? Maybe you yelled at someone. Maybe you had a little tantrum. Maybe you flipped someone off on the freeway. Can you think of something you're not so proud of that you did recently? Something that might be called evil, So let me ask you this. You doing what you did or saying what you said, was that born out of you being anchored in your own wholeness? Was that born out of you being anchored in your own enoughness? Were you anchored in love? Were you anchored in peace? Or were you feeling separate from your good somehow, whatever that good was? Or were you feeling separate from your own, or not feeling your own wholeness? Because knowing our wholeness is the thing that makes us feel safe. If I know that I am whole, I am an eternal being that is eternally whole, nothing and no one can harm that. That's the thing that makes us feel safe. Were you anchored in your love, or were you in fear? That's where the evil things come from, when we feel separate from our true nature, separate from who we are as spiritual beings, separate from our own power, from our own love, from our own goodness, from our own enoughness. So evil isn't a power. Instead, evil are actions that come out of feeling separate from our true nature, feeling separate or other than who we are as spiritual and divine beings. And so the last one is Jesus. So at Centers for Spiritual Living, we teach that Jesus was not the great exception, but that Jesus was the great example. That Jesus was the master teacher, the way shower, was a person who fully embodied the divine and lived from that divine self and saw that divine self in everyone. He fully embodied the truth of oneness. So Christ is not a person. Christ is a consciousness of oneness. Ernest Holmes said, Jesus was the great example given to us all of fully living our divine potential, our, quote, Christ consciousness. According to our founder, Dr. Ernest Holmes, science of mind does not deny the divinity of Jesus, but it does affirm the divinity of all people. It does not deny that Jesus was the Son of God, but affirms that all beings are children of God. It does not deny that the kingdom of God was revealed through Jesus, but affirms that the kingdom of God is also revealed through you and me. In John 3:2 in the Christian Bible, it says, Beloved, now we are the sons of God. We are all the outpicturings of, the emanation of, the incarnation of God in form. And so Christ then isn't a person. Christ is a consciousness of oneness. And it was fully embodied by the man, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus the Christed One. He was an example of what it means to live from your divine potential, to live in and from the truth of oneness, oneness with Spirit. And so to me then, Centers for Spiritual Living is really a religion that is based on the example of Jesus and of Jesus' teachings, based on the teachings of Jesus, which are love and forgiveness and oneness and faith. He was the example of, and we are living as the Centers for Spiritual Living, of generosity and inclusion and prayer. That is what we stand for and stand on also. And so I think that we are not then a religion about Jesus. We are the religion of Jesus. He was the way shower of how to live our lives. And so when someone asks you about your church and what it is that your church believes, I think you can tell them, one, it's that we believe that God is everywhere present. in and through everything that exists. We believe that to sin simply means to miss the mark, to make a mistake, and we always get to start over again. That heaven and hell are states of being that we create through our own thinking, through our own beliefs and our own actions. And the devil is not a power for evil. Instead, people act in harmful ways to each other when they forget the truth of who they are, when they forget their own spiritual nature. And when someone asks you, what kind of church do you go to? You can tell them, I go to a church that believes in love and inclusion. I go to a church that honors all life. I go to a church that believes in and teaches equality and connection and inclusion and oneness. I go to a church that believes that we are each here to share our light and that we are each here to be a beneficial presence on this planet. And so that is what we are about. And I hope that you come to the workshop after service today. It's going to be at Chris Braunschweiger and Peggy Toole's house to talk about how this has given you the foundation of what it is that we believe, and then we're going to talk about how to talk about it. So blessings to every single one of you on your own unique and perfect spiritual path that your soul is walking in this lifetime. Blessings to you. And so I invite you to join me in an affirmative prayer as we turn our attention from this world of form and turn our attention to the realm of spirit, to the truth that is a bigger truth than anything on this physical planet. And so I recognize as I turn to spirit, to that infinite one, that it is truly the only presence, the only power, the only one that is here. And it is that one in all of its love, from all of its love, in all of its creativity and intelligence and wisdom, all of its goodness, that it is pouring forth right here today as this entire world, as each and every single person, each and every animal and plant and tree and flower and cloud and river, every business, every invention, the discovery of that invention, all of this is that absolute and infinite presence unfolding itself in us, through us, around us, as us. And so I know then that whatever it is that we are needing in our lives, that that presence of spirit has already supplied, that the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And so that means that we can just lean into the peace. We can just lean into the love. We can just open ourselves to that creative intelligence. And in comes flowing the ideas and the solutions and the way forward. That we can open ourselves to the peace that resides within our hearts and allow that to grow bigger and bigger until it fills our bodies. And it fills our homes, and it moves out from us wherever we go into every interaction. I can recognize that the wholeness of spirit is expressing itself within each one of our bodies. The order of the universe, the order that holds the planets in their orbits, that intelligence and that order right now is orchestrating every single thing in each one of our bodies. And that expresses as health. I speak this word not just about us, but about every person on this planet, knowing that the fullness of the divine presence is right where they are also, unfolding itself in their lives as the fruition of whatever their hearts have been desiring. For it is a limitless power of good, and good is unfolding itself everywhere. I speak this word about every single politician, policymaker, decision maker, world leader, military leader, knowing that that same love, that same goodness, That same intelligence and wisdom is revealing itself right now within their hearts and their minds as the highest decision that serves the best for all of humanity. For spirit supports all of humanity. And so right now their choices and actions are being guided from on high so that we might live in this kingdom manifest here on earth, the kingdom of heaven. For that is the highest intention. And so today we lean into that intention and open ourselves to that inflow in whatever way it shows up in our lives. Kind words, compassion, gentleness, inclusion, wise decisions, love. And so it is with a grateful heart that I release this prayer into that creative principle, into the law of life, the creative womb of the universe, so that it might unfold itself all around us. For it is simply the truth, and we rest in that truth. And in gratitude I say, and so it is.
And so it is.
I do have a couple invitations for you. One is having that workshop today. If Chris, will you raise your hand? If you do not know where Chris and Peggy live, you can talk to Chris and she will give you the address. I did not put it on this. So we're going to have pizza and salad. So we're not having coffee and stuff today because we figure we're going to zip out of here and go over there and have lunch. And then we'll eat and then we'll have the workshop afterwards. So do you want a count? Would you like a head count? It doesn't matter.
Yes.
Okay. If you are planning to attend today, will you raise your hand? Rebecca, you count. So keep your hand up. Okay. And you and Matt. Okay, very good. Okay, so we have an upcoming class that is going to start. It's going to be Thursday evenings for 6 weeks. It begins May 9th. It is a class called Infinite You as the Universe. I invite you to take that. There's a sign-up sheet in the back. It is about creating an expanded and empowered life by looking at your beliefs and discovering a deeper truth of your being, learning how the principle of oneness and the reciprocal nature of the universe have a direct impact on your life. So we're going to be using the book, This Thing Called You, which is a phenomenal book. It'll be little reading and lots of experiential, so the sign-up sheet is in the back for that. This coming Friday, Jerry and Rebecca are hosting a fundraiser that's going to be alcohol paint and pizza party that's going to be at Straw Hat Pizza. You're going to learn the basics of alcohol ink painting and have fun while you're doing it. There are sheets on the back table. I brought one up here so I could show you. No, I don't see it. Oh, right here. They look like this. If you're planning to go, grab one of these because on the back of it is the coupon that they're going to need that night because they're going to donate 25% of whatever we order for pizza. So grab one of these if you're planning to go. Is there a sign-up sheet? I didn't see a sign-up sheet back there today.
No, there's some things back there.
Is there a sign-up sheet so you know who's coming? Okay. I didn't sign up yet and I'm coming. I couldn't find the sign-up sheet.
And we need to count today
because
we have to order the kits.
Right. So sign up today. If you haven't already signed up, you need to sign up today. Today's the cutoff date because they're ordering the painting kits. Letting you know, there's also a sign-up sheet in the back. We are going to provide the women who are staying at Long Beach Women's Shelter for Mother's Day toiletry items. So there are lists and sign-up sheets back there if you would like to participate in that. And those items need to be returned here May 10th. Is that what you said to me?
May 5th.
May 5th. So they need to be back here Monday, May 5th. So take a look at that if you'd like to give some love to the mothers who are staying at a shelter for Mother's Day. If you are interested also, Pat and Mike have an ongoing outreach to the unhoused in Long Beach. If you would like to play with them doing that, talk to Pat and Mike. You want to raise your hand? And there is also a sheet on the back that has information on that. And we invite you to check us out on social media, to share the talks that come out on Facebook, to share the Facebook posts, to share the Instagram posts, to check in on Meetup and say that you're coming. That lets people know that there's not only going to be four people here. Sometimes people don't want to come when they think it's only four people. So check in and say you're coming. And that's it for those announcements. And so I invite you to repeat after me. Good fills my life now.
Good fills my life now.
I recognize it.
I recognize it.
I savor it.
I savor it.
I own it.
I own it.
I live it.
I live it.
And so it is.
And so it is.